played in round 22. West Coast played the next week against the Western Bulldogs in a final. I wasn't selected for that. I had been carrying a pretty sore knee, and Mick wanted to go in with everyone as close to 100% as they could be. I thought I could still offer what I'd been offering. Mick didn't think that was enough going into a final. So that was it, and then I retired after that.
Yeah, and he went on to say that he was emotionally scarred and never forgave Mick Mulhouse.
How can you do that to your skipper?
I was in the studio with him. I actually saw tears forming in his eyes.
So what year was this, Mick?
It was 98.
98, okay. So he wasn't dropped. That's number one. And it's some years ago, and you sort of caught me by surprise, but if I go through it the way it was, when you have John retired for a good reason. Both knees were shot. In fact, he didn't have one knee operated on, he had both knees operated on. And at the end of training in Perth, I mean, you always take your captain if you can possibly do it, but what fool are you if in the first 5 minutes, the way John played, he gums off in the first 5 minutes. So it really was a medical decision. And this is how it always operates. And it'll always operate. Well, I won't catch you going, but this is how it operated. You've got to get medical clearance for a start off. Then you go to the player. Now, it was useless going to John because John was always going to play. I saw him walk off with an ACL injury. So that's how, you know, he just played anyway. And then it gets down to our match committee. Now, the doctors were massively concerned that he wouldn't get through the match. You're going into a final. And I look at it this way. If you are fair dinkum about your football club, and if you're fair dinkum and you're a team man, you will automatically look at the bigger picture and go, I can't get through. John was like that. I know that he was disappointed, but he realised, my undertaking was that he would have been less than good and may not have got through. I think there's a lesson learnt in, for me as a coach, in might have been early 90s when Gary Lyon pulled out and it was a final. And I thought, that's a big call. But his words were, I don't think I can get through and give my best. It's a final. And for those that have played finals and those that have coached finals, you just have to have the fittest possible side you can.
Well, wasn't one of the, I might be wrong, but wasn't one of the issues with Worsfold that it happened quite late? Wasn't the actual official selection decided just before the game?
I can't remember it, but I know that we would have gone to the nth degree discussing it.
You've got to remember,
it's not even a matter of giving them a chance. You've got to remember, we are travelling, and the likelihood is that our team would have been discussed and put down. So we still have a training session prior to getting on a plane. If I'm reading this right, we would have been putting a side in and then trained on the Friday morning before we head off. The thing you can't do is pick a side when you're travelling and expect it to. You quite often have to go with one or two. Now, in finals, you take probably three players with you, with the assumptions you might get. I've had players get that ill on the plane and you can't do it. So you've got to be very careful. In finals, I probably took the whole three with me, knowing full well that John would have had to been wake up extremely good or get through training or whatever the case may be. In fact, I can't even think that we even trained him on the Friday. I can't remember for sure.
Do you remember who replaced him or who played?
No, I can't.
Did you win the game?
No, they got pumped.
Yeah.
But you beat him the next year in the same final, and that really windy one when you went off your crew in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, and we should have been. And just incidentally, the next finals should have been in Subiaco, but we were forced to play at the MCG against a losing side. And that was my last game as coach. We lost the game. So there's things that just take place in football, that the abnormalities of who plays, where you play, and that sort of stuff. But I'm in very good frame with John. There's no... I've lost no sleep over it, and if he has, I'd be very surprised.
You're spot on about going into finals with injured players. I mean, 2008, we went in with Matty Stokes, shouldn't have played. Paul Chapman.
In the grand final, you're talking about?
Yeah. And that's why the next year, Stokes put his hand up and said, I can't play. I think you guys had one at Collingwood.
I got a classic one at Collingwood to the point where we put his number, the first draftee of that year wears that number to understand what Simon Prestigiacomo did for our football club. He came through, he had a crook groin, he came through and we trained on the last day. I walked back with him from Gosh's paddock and he walked over to me, and I thought, this is unreal, because Presti says nothing. You know, he's Humphrey B. Bear all over. And he said, I can't get through. I said, you train well. He said, I'm playing a rewalt. He said, I'll let you down. I don't want to let the side down. And what a fan, unbelievable thing. So in goes Brown, plays on him, we draw. So
was he in if you hadn't said that?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
In, yeah.
Really? Cause so Nathan Brown wouldn't apply?
No. Medically, they'd cleared him. And on evidence, watching training, a very light training session, he got through.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
So the week after.
But the week after, we all thought, oh, well, it'll only be 1 week. He came in, he said, I won't get up.
Are you more sensitive to this? It's just occurred to me now. Are you more sensitive to those sort of issues because you were on the receiving end of a very, very grueling grand final fitness test and you missed out?
I played every game except that game, the grand final. I still, to this day, think that Francis did everything that a coach should have done, because under the circumstances of that year, 1982, dislocated shoulders, doctors never approved you of going and playing. I defied everything by getting through everything except, and I'll put this to rest right now, they say it was the last tackle. No, it wasn't. We were on the ground. I was on my knees. I had my hand on his shoulder. He turned, the doctor said, I can't fault him. Francis turned to say he's in, and my shoulder plopped out.
So he didn't give you one while you weren't looking?
No, not at all.
Right, okay.
No. My shoulder popped out because I relaxed and went out to full extension. It just plopped straight out of the joint.
Can we just go back on the Presti one for a second? If he was ready to go week two in that grand final, so you would have dropped Brown?
Oh, absolutely.
After the game Brown played
in
there?
Oh, yeah, he was in. Prestigioma was in the side.
No, but he's saying for the replay, after the game, Brown played.
But Brown played so well in that first game. Would you have dropped him?
I couldn't have taken the risk. As it turned out, we're okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't have taken the risk that he could do the same job when I know Prestigioma has a fantastic record against Riewoldt. So he was in the side again, right through committee, in Prestigioma, out Brown, right through. Brandy knew where he was at. And come Thursday, and I don't like telling players they're out because I would have told him out until I was satisfied with Prestigioma. Let's say we train Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. By Wednesday, we were assured again that Prestigioma was ready to play. And again, he said to me, I cannot justify playing. That's why number 35 should be honoured and respected at Collingwood forever, because it teaches selflessness. And so, yes, he was. Brown was out and Prestigioma was
in. So it's a good mental strength of Brown, though, knowing that 2 weeks in a row he wasn't in the side and played two very, very good games.
A very handy shepherd of the century, as Heath Short tells me, that stopped Riewoldt kicking their first goal.